When I was a little boy, about the age of many of you, we lived with my mother's family in a very country place. It was out in the country in Stewart County, Tennessee. You may not know where that is, but it was way out in the country. And it was an old house where my mother had been born and where my grandfather had been born. And in that house, when I was born there, there was my grandmother, my great aunt, Minerva, who first told me stories. There was my cousin Dora. There was my Uncle Marshall. There was my Aunt Betty. And there was my family, all in that one house. Now, I could, if I had the time, describe every room in that house because I remember what it looked like. And I could tell you all the stories that I heard from the different people who lived there, but especially from my Aunt Minerva. I don't have time to do that. But what I do want to do is to talk about a word you're going to be hearing in the sermon today. You've already heard it in the worship. It's called abide. That's not a word we use a lot anymore. It kind of means to live somewhere, but it doesn't... Hey, come down, Harper. Come join us. See ya. But it doesn't necessarily mean to live in one place. Because you see, that house where my mother was born and my grandfather was born is no longer standing. There's just a hill there and no house. None of those people who were living there when I was born are still around. But their love still lives in me. I remember the stories they told. I remember the place where I was loved. And I remember the love that they shared with me and the care that they showed to me. So I don't have to live on that hill to abide there. Because you see, that love lives in me. Well, the same is true with God's love. We hear the stories from the Bible and we meet all the characters of the Bible. And even though those characters aren't really around anymore, even though we may not have visited any of the places where the stories happened, they all tell us about God's love for us. And that love lives in us. And that's what it means to abide, to know that God's love is our home. Now, we may have a house we call home, but I suspect one of these days you all will go off to school, to college. You may go live in another part of the country or another part of the world. But you know what? God's love will still be your home. The love that you learned here and the love that you learned in your home will be with you. You will abide in that love. So I hope when you hear the word up here, it'll make a little bit more sense. Because it's not a word we use a lot anymore. But just remember, God's love surrounds you like the very air you breathe. That's what it means to abide. Thank you, God, for being with us, for loving us, for teaching us through the people around us about your great love, for teaching us through your old stories about your great love. Help us abide in that love, to take deep breaths of that love like the very air we breathe, so that we can love others the way you want us to. In Jesus' name. Thank you all very much.